No, I'm not surprised, because I think it's within the planned strategy that has been worked out for his succession program.
But is there one, if you may elaborate? It appears there's nothing.
No, there is a program. It will unveil soon, but there is a program. His own program, not the party's program.
So you think he has his own successor in mind?
Yeah, certainly.
Who could this be, the first lady?
No, I wouldn't want to hazard a guess, but certainly there is a candidate in mind, and that all this is being done in order to clear the succession exercise for the preferred candidate.
But certainly not Mr. Mnangagwa?
I don't think so.
What are the effects of these fights on the country as you see it?
Well, the effects are that if that succession thing is not done properly, it could create more chaos in the country and lead to unnecessary violent incidents which could cause people's life and probably plunge the country into a conflict, into an internal conflict, not just for ZANU-PF, but the whole country.
Many are asking, what role is the military going to play in all this?
The military, if not properly handled, could play a role. They are, I think, poised at the moment and being strategically prepared to be able to deal, like somebody said, to deal even with civil disturbances, which is in the event that things break out to that, then the military could be used. And when they are used, they will be indiscriminate in dealing with those that they would want to punish.
But do you see them as a united front when we talk about the military, or they are in different camps altogether?
The military is a machine, my friend. Most of the time when orders are given from above, they will carry out those orders.
But would you say they are still strongly behind President Robert Mugabe in such a way that they can support whoever he chooses to succeed him?
They don't have to, but they'll find themselves in a situation where they are merely being issued with orders which they've got to carry out. And it is not very easy for the military to defy those orders at that stage.